Area Voices tells the arts, culture, and history stories of northern Minnesota. New data indicate that the arts and culture sector recently generated more than $8 million of economic impact into Bemidji in 2019. Bemidji City Councilwoman Emily Rivera is now on the line with us to talk about it. Good morning, Emily.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Before we get to these findings, who conducted the research and how did they gather this information?
Well, the Bemidji City Council, we commissioned this study at kind of with the assistance of Steve Jones, who was our community assistant or community development director at the time for the city. And Creative Minnesota did this study. They do studies throughout Minnesota on the impact of arts on local communities.
And what did they find out in the study?
Well, they found out, I think, what we know already, and that is we have a very, very strong art community. And that community, those different types of this was a study of Bemidji nonprofit artists and cultural organizations and then their audiences. So this isn't all artists. This isn't all income that comes in. This is for that group. But that generated $8.4 million in economic impact from the city or to the city of Bemidji or within the city of Bemidji.
Wow. So what does that actually mean for Bemidji? And how is this going to be used?
Well, you know, this information is very helpful because, you know, not only in grants, but it helps us to kind of justify to our, you know, tourism bureau or, you know, different organizations the need to really promote the art, not just, you know, the accessibility of so many of the events, but also as a place to come to be an artistic person. You'll fit into the community because it is so profound.
And that kind of brings me to the next question. With economic impact aside, how do you see the arts as part of Bemidji's personality?
Well, I kind of was born into that community in the 70s, and I can't say it's gotten any less strong. I think it just keeps growing, and there's so many more events. You know, it's an ability for us to kind of unite versus, you know, it doesn't matter ages, genders, our economic background, you know, our race, our ethnicity. We come together around these events, and we have an ability to all appreciate them. You don't have to have money to attend. You don't have to be able to buy a ticket to go to the Mississippi Music Fest, to go to the Watermark Art Center, for instance. You know, there are plenty of opportunities that get people out of the house, get them thinking, you know, seeing things from maybe different perspectives. And, you know, it's a great thing that we can do socially distanced in this time because, you know, things like the sculpture walk and different murals, you know, you can access it, you know, in so many ways. We've really tried to unite around, you know, community and how we've lacked in the last year, you know, and we hear lots about sports and we hear lots about the importance of wellness, but we have a theater community, a musical community, and all of these other that haven't been able to express themselves. And that's so much part of our community wellness is to be able to channel that artistic energy into positive things. I'm really looking forward to, you know, taking steps forward and being able to have these events again.
Is Bemidji unique in terms of having this artist community, or is this kind of residing in all communities?
You know, I think it resides in all communities. I drive through Grand Rapids, and I am just in awe of your mural scene. It's amazing over there. You know, Big Fork has a great little gallery. You know, it's all over the community, all over our Northland. You know, we have so much inspiration to draw from. You know, whether it's a photographer, a painter, whatever, you know, we have such a beautiful area where we, I think, are inspired to create and to be and to kind of live within the culture, that art culture that has been developed. And that's the nice thing about artists. You can kind of, you know, also be pretty independent and do things on your own and be your own little culture too. So, you know, I think that it exists all over the place. And if a city has the ability to commission a study like this, I think it really helps to put in perspective the contribution. You know, we need to celebrate our creative community, our innovative thinkers. It's what draws people here. And, you know, it also shows communities that value, helps maybe with grants, helps with, you know, increasing tourism. All of these things are tied together. You know, increasing tourism is more, you know, tax dollars for a city. It's, you know, keeping our small businesses afloat, the restaurants and the hotels and things like that. It is a draw. And I think it's important for communities that don't have access yet to really find that and make it part of policy, make it part of their community development plan.
So what kinds of things are people within the arts, culture, and community doing to generate a living?
Well, you know, it's a wide variety. And the participating organizations in this study a lot were performing arts, visual arts, things like that. But they found that the three most or top jobs in creative arts in Beltrami County would be the musicians and singers, the photographers, writers and authors, but I would also argue that we have an incredible group of individuals who do, you know, their you know, beadwork and traditional art that way. Landscape artists, you know, we just have such a large group of people who qualify as our creative community, and whether they're in theater or music or whatever, you know, it's an outlet, and it's also an outlet that pays a decent, you know, close to a living wage, you know, and the average is about $18.50 an hour here in Bemidji, and that's right around the average for workers in this area. And so that includes, you know, our governmental people, you know, so it's a decent livable income in this area. And we have you know, close to 600 people that they were able to count within that artistic and creative workers field.
We're talking with Bemidji City Councilwoman Emily Rivera about recent research indicating the importance of arts as a major economic engine in the Bemidji area. So besides paying money for a ticket to a show or purchasing earrings or paintings, how else do the arts generate economic impact?
Well, I would say that, you know, it was one of the parts that was figured into Bemidji being determined to be one of the best cities in the nation to work from home. It's not just the money that's spent on the items, but it's hotels and restaurants and our small shops. And, you know, just all of the things that make the city unique and smaller towns across the Northland unique, and highlighting all of the great contributions.
Well, I'll agree with you that the arts are a big part of the personality of Bemidji. What mm-hmm. kind of systems are in place to make sure that this part of our economic engine is going to remain and stay safe?
Well, I think, you know, it really helps that, you know, as we talk, this is really embedded in the culture. But, you know, the city of Bemidji has one of their ordinances related to the Public Arts Committee or Commission. And that allows the community to make the decisions about, you know, what art is going to be public art, and gives them a chance to develop art-related policy. And I'm hoping that as we go forward, we can embed different pieces of art and cultural development into projects, like capital projects. Like we have a water treatment facility that's going up here in Bemidji. And so we're going to have this great big concrete building that's just a great big canvas. So, you know, how can we put that into our capital projects, you know, and really tie into our visitors bureau, our chamber to promote the city? But we have a really supportive council in the area of arts. You know, some of them are in the arts as a living. You know, all of us are you know, attendees and purveyors of the art. And so I think that, you know, between city ordinance, city policy, and just the ingrained nature, the importance that we are, you know, we're a tourist community. That is how we, you know, have marketed ourselves. And what draws people in is what makes a community unique. And so really hoping that, you know, we can continue to grow that security of arts in our community by further making it part of our institutions and our outreach. So,
is Bemidji being looked at by other communities in terms of what they're doing for the arts impact? Do you see any effect from that?
I have, in some ways. We were told by, one of the towns here in northern Minnesota that they have looked to some of the city's policies, in for example, our mural policy, and so we have these things established, and we've been able to find out that they're being used as models for other places. And so that's really, that's really encouraging, and, because I think it just reaffirms, artists are, the ones I know are very willing to share. And, whether that's bartering or however it works, I see that as a role that we as a city can play, is to share what we're doing, but also learn what others are doing so that we can, find new and innovative ways to make arts more accessible.
Excellent.
Even more so than they are. Because, people are either homebound or maybe they're in a facility setting. And, wouldn't it great to be able to have a traveling art exhibit that goes between different, elderly facilities or group homes or things like that, to give people a little bit of some variety in their lives. So all kinds of great ideas, all kinds of ways to grow this. And so, the thing is a city, we need to be looking out for our youth, obviously, and all members of the community. But the one thing that this art study also showed is that, at least 45,000 students were impacted by art in our community through, field trips or different things like that. And, art creates kind of a higher level thinker. It's tied to that scientific brain. It's been shown to relieve stress and help people with mental health, and kind of even work as a diversion for kids that are in the criminal justice system. They find their talent, they find confidence, and they find another way. And so there's so many ways to tie it into policy and to ingrain it into what we're doing as a city. I'm really excited about, what we can do going forward.
We're speaking with Bemidji City Councilwoman Emily Rivera. Emily, thank you for joining us this morning.
Thank you so much for having me. I very much appreciate it.
For the full Creative Minnesota Report, you can visit createmn.org. An Area of Voices is made possible by the Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund and the citizens of Minnesota.